Hi, welcome to the lunchroom. I'm Judy.
I'm Isabel.
I'm Caitlin.
And this is episode 25 of our podcast. Today we're going to talk about our pet peeves. Do you guys know what pet peeves are?
No, please tell us, Teacher Judy.
Pet peeves are things that annoy you.
Traits?
Things, I mean, yeah, maybe traits that like really bother you.
Well, thank you. The more you know.
The more you know.
What's the number one pet peeve?
In general?
Yeah. I feel like it would be chewing with your mouth open.
People chewing. When
Yeah,
any other
see?
pet peeve, this seems to be the number one most common of them all.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, that's
Smacking your
bad.
food.
What
Oh,
do you mean by smacking your food?
it's like you're chewing, but then it goes. Because also when you chew with your mouth open,
It's disgusting.
You see everything inside, or like when you're smacking your food, you'll hear them like just, and it's like I don't eat that.
Not gonna lie, I do it sometimes, but like I'm not aware that I'm doing it. But then somebody points it out to me. They go, "Caitlin, chew with your mouth closed." I don't know why. It just happens sometimes.
She's part of the problem, guys.
It'd be
I
your
feel like,
own.
no, literally. I feel like people who smack their foods and stuff usually don't know it. Like, they do it
Oh, yeah.
unconsciously.
It's very true.
It's because they're enjoying their food too much.
Yeah. And just, you gotta open your mouth wider for the other people to
But,
see, like, oh, look how good it is.
oh,
I
you
get it, because.
know what is a conscious pet peeve, though? Like when you chew with your mouth full and then you talk to people full.
Oh shit,
I don't like
bro.
that. Does Caitlin do it too? Is
I
that why
do
you're
it.
laughing?
I do it sometimes, but then I try not to. It's just because I get too excited to talk.
You can't chew fast enough for the
I
words to
can't.
come
Yes,
out of your mouth.
I just gotta start talking. But then, like, sometimes I might cover my mouth
Oh yeah, I
to
feel like that's
speak.
better
Yeah.
than just chewing with your mouth full. I mean, talking with your mouth full.
But I feel like one reason why I also don't like it is because it can cause the person to choke.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like you're chewing with your mouth full, but then not only is your voice muffled now, you also have like the possibility of choking on your food, like accidentally swallowing it.
'Cause you could be laughing or talking, and then on an
Yeah.
inhale, your food will go straight down your throat.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, it's
Yeah, stop talking
dangerous.
with your mouth full, bro. Now you know.
Oh,
The more
it's
you
really
know,
out
I'm
here
telling
saving
you.
lives.
Literally.
What's a conscious pet peeve then?
Conscious?
Judy just said one.
All
Oh no,
right.
like different from mouth chewing. I mean mouth speaking. When you're oh wait, speaking with your mouth full.
Yeah.
When you I don't know if this is conscious, but like when people sit on my bed. Or when people sit on your bed.
Oh, you don't like
With
that.
their dirty clothes, right?
Yeah.
That's fucking nasty too.
I like
Yeah,
it when they sit on a chair near my bed.
I used to do that.
You know how in movies people walk into their house with their shoes on?
Oh my God, I can't stand that. I don't know how they do it.
I don't have that.
They also put
You
their shoes in their room. I could
Or you're
never.
bringing all the dirt inside your house.
they
Yeah.
jump onto the bed fully
With their shoes.
clothed with their
Oh my
shoes.
God. That is disgusting. I don't know how.
I've seen in movies where the main character would just throw herself in the bed and then cover herself and go to sleep.
Oh
And it's
my
like sneakers and
goodness.
everything.
It's terrible. Like, imagine all those germs and the bottom of your shoes in your blankets.
Right?
Insane.
Imagine you
Oh,
stepped in dog shit too. Oh man.
my
And like
God.
there's people spit on the floor.
Oh. Yeah, and bird poop.
Oh. And dirty water. Ew.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's also like unconscious because some people don't realize it because then they're okay with just like plopping down anywhere. So then when they go over to other people's, they're like, yeah, this bed looks nice.
Wait, what? People don't ask before they sit on your bed?
Yeah.
I thought people asked, like, can I sit on your bed?
Not everybody has
Not
like good manners
everybody.
like that.
What
I
about
have a
like
pet peeve.
you have a furry?
Sorry. Yeah. Mine has to do with, like, the throat, especially when people clear their mouths. Like, clear their throat. No, no, when people go... Yeah, I hate that shit. Or, like, it's sometimes, like, they'll do it so often that it just gets really annoying. And then another thing is when people also yawn so loud with their mouths open. And I just, like, why do you need to do that?
I feel like all the pet peeves that Isabel doesn't like, I do all of them. I do the yawning one. I do it on purpose, though, the yawning one. It's just, like, to show how tired I am.
I feel like this is a very conscious dig at Caitlin. Like, hey.
You gotta let people know how tired you are. The bigger the yawn, the bigger the tired.
You can stretch your arms, too, though.
Yeah, I stretch my arms, too, with the yawn.
She does the whole shebang, bro. Yeah. She's like,
it's a whole routine.
Wait, I did not know that. I don't think I've noticed.
Oh, okay.
But I think those are my two main pet peeves right now. Especially with the throat. Clearing your throat, I hate that shit. Don't do that near me.
Why?
Like, on my birthday, everybody knows I don't like it, so my sister told everybody in the house, like, make sure you don't clear your throat. But that's
on your birthday?
On my birthday. But that's because, like, it was, like, one day out of, like, 365 days, mm-hmm. and, like, everybody does it so often every day that I just kind of, like, it just kind of grew to become something that I'm, like, just really annoyed about. And this mm-hmm. developed when I was in quarantine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because you notice it more often when you're...
Yeah, and I've searched it up online. And then I've also seen people on Reddit also ask about it. And this is, like, a habit that people develop. And, like, probably, like, unconsciously, or even if they know they're doing it consciously, it's, like, a bad habit they just picked up.
Is it to fill the silence?
I don't know. I've, like, told them, like, oh, like, why do you do that? They're like, because I have something stuck in my throat, like, every 3 seconds.
I think it's, like, that feeling of, like, your throat is, like, it feels clogged.
Even after you drink water?
I don't know.
Maybe the water's stuck there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, like, I think that's my number one pet peeve. I hate that shit.
Wow. I feel like a lot of people do it when they're taking a test.
Because of the, like, nerves?
Yeah, well, I think it's also, like, a thinking, like, a memory mechanism.
I've noticed it a lot when people do it.
You clear your throat and you get the answer.
Yeah. No, I swear, this guy that I sat in front of in high school, junior year for what? It was AP Macro, right? And then, no, he didn't sit in front of me. He sat in the next to me, even worse. So then every couple of questions. It got to me. It was so annoying, too. And I think everybody in the class also was a little bit annoyed because it's just like, what are you doing? Every time. A. Maybe it's like a memory mechanism for him. But I found it annoying too.
I feel like a lot of people do it when they're eating too. Like, oh, I get it. Maybe like things are going down your throat, so you feel the need to do that. But then it's like after every bite. And then some of them are so obnoxious with it too.
It's a whole show. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I digress. You know, I'll stop.
She has a strong passion for hating the cough.
I don't like it. But if you do it, like, please stop. It's not good. It's a bad habit.
Your throat about to get sore, right?
Probably. It's only going to make it more dry.
Oh, that's true. I don't like loud noises.
Kate, aren't you loud?
I am.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't like loud noises out of nowhere. Somebody drops something. When my mom takes out the pans, right, I need her to take it out really quietly. I don't like hearing that whole, she's not in an orchestra, okay? She's in the kitchen. I don't know why she's acting like she's in a band or something. She needs to relax. When the door bangs a little bit too hard, I don't like that. My brother does it all the time. Like, when he opens the door, you know, the door stopper, if it hits the wall, I hate hearing that so much. Oh. I hate hearing it. This man knows how much I hate it. He does it on purpose sometimes. But loud noises, they annoy the living shit out of me. It's like, I mean, if you're at a club, that's okay, I guess. I won't enjoy it, but still, if it's, like, really quiet and all of a sudden you hear a really loud noise, you need to shut up.
Kate, the club is loud in general.
Yeah, but it's, like, consistent loud noise, so I can kind of tune it out. But if it's all of a sudden there's a loud noise, I don't like that.
I don't like it either. I can write that on this one.
It bothers me so much.
Wake up.
No, thank you.
You're typing and it just jolts you awake for no thanks.
No. It's so annoying.
I guess Judy's fine with it then. I mean, it like, helps her wake up.
Yeah, but it also like gives me like mini heart attacks. Because I get scared really easily. Like I'll turn a corner and I'll see my parents and my brother there and I'll get scared because they weren't there before.
Who you?
Yeah.
People touching my things.
Ah, yes.
Ooh. It's not even touching, it's like if you're moving it.
Anything specifically or just like things in general?
I have like certain sections of where my stuff are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just kind of move it, like I'll know. And it's like, why did you touch it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, because I need to get more room. It's like, why did you touch it? This is my section.
How do you know if they touched it? Do you have a ruler that you measure? You bust out your ruler like, hey, this she is 2 centimeters back, off.
Her eraser slipped a different way. And she's like, yeah. Someone's at my desk.
I've noticed that before.
You should consider a detective career.
But I don't think it's like a pet peeve. It's just like something that just annoys me a bit. Not as much as the throat clearing thing.
Mm-hmm. I think I also have the same thing. I don't like it when people touch my stuff, especially my clothes. If they rearrange it. Sometimes my mom, she helps me fold my clothes and she puts it into my closet. I don't like it because I have my clothes color-coded. So if she puts it in the wrong place, it gets me a little annoyed. Also, she's been in my closet. I don't like that. So she touched it. It's like, I like to touch my clothes. I don't like it when anybody else touches my clothes, you know? Because it's like clean Caitlyn touch. Nobody can touch it yet until I've touched it. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just me, though.
You calling her dirty?
I know!
We're going to show this clip to her mom.
My mom's about to come into my room and touch all my clothes. I don't know why. I just think I just like the way I like things the way I you left organize them. Yeah. Leave things the way I left them.
That makes sense and that is relatable.
You know when you're at school and then the chalkboards, we don't use chalkboards anymore, but that screeching sound,
terrible.
I hate that sound.
I don't think it bothers me as much as other people. Like, it bothers really? Me, but, like, it bothers me, like, I'll like, squirm and everything.
It makes my skin, like, it makes my spine feel weird.
Yeah.
Like, you're ripping me apart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mine isn't that intense. It bothers me, but, like, not to the point where I'm, like, annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
What about pen clicking? Because I know a lot of people do it in class.
Oh, I actually don't really like that. I think it's obnoxious. Because it's, I get it. Some people do it because they're, like, nervous and they just need some distraction,
mm-hmm.
right? But then I think, especially, like, during tests and stuff, or if it's really quiet and all you hear is just your pen, I think that's just, like, obnoxious and annoying.
It's, like, distracting you too, right?
Yeah.
I think I used to do that freshman year with, like, those lead pencils and, like, be like, click, 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 click.
I think it's different, though, because then the pen click is louder.
Yeah.
It has like a pop sound. It's like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yo, keep doing it. Let's trigger some people. Do it faster. It's the Olympics.
I hate it.
People shake their leg a lot.
I'm shaking my leg right now. Let me stop.
How about man spreading? Is that a pet peeve?
It depends where. Like if you're man spreading on the train. It's annoying. But if you're manspreading at home, like, it's your own space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, some people on the train, they manspread, and it's like, yo, I'm sitting right here. Can you, you need to close your legs so I can sit a little.
Not even that. It's like, they'll see that you're, like, small, and you just take up this small section of the seat. So you're like, okay, the rest of it is mine. And they'll, like, spread their legs as far as possible until they're, like, 0.01 millimeters away from you. To the T. Yeah, I don't like manspreading.
It's rude.
Yeah. Because also, like, say, like, it's fine if you do it at home, but also if everybody's trying to sit on the couch and you're just taking up 3 seats, it's like, bro, you could close your legs. You could share the space, you know? So what are some of your other pet peeves? One of mine is when someone talks to me while I'm eating. But that's like, no. It's like when I'm eating by myself, mm-hmm. and then I'm watching a show, and then they bother me. Because it's like, mm-hmm. it's my alone time, and this is the only time I'm like able to eat. So why couldn't you ask me before then, or like just wait till after I'm done eating my dinner or lunch?
Right. Or like if you have headphones in, and then somebody comes up to talk to you.
Speaking from personal experience.
I am speaking from personal experience. My goodness.
You want to talk about it?
Let me tell you the story. I was in a school cafeteria doing my work, had my AirPods in, music on maximum volume. I was actually waiting for Isabel to come to school. And this guy, there's like three seats open. And there's nobody, well, there are so many seats in the cafeteria. You could have sat anywhere. Yet this freaking bitch comes down and sits right next to me. I'm just like, bro, there's so many seats. Why'd you choose the one right next to me? He doesn't even sit across from me. He sits right next to me, which I find interesting. So then he starts talking. I see his mouth moving. I'm like, this dude can't seriously be talking to me, right? But so I lower down my music, and he actually is. And he's telling me, like, where he's been, where he's traveled to. And I forgot what else he was talking to me about. But he was just trying to make conversation. But I'm just like, bro, I'm doing work here. I have music on. I'm not even looking at you. How are you going to start talking to me like that? I was confused. It's just like, I don't know. You can talk to me, but why me, you know? There's so many empty seats in the cafeteria. Why me?
Bro, I don't know.
Like, I'm not a mean person. I'll talk to you. But it's just sometimes people need to get their work done. And some people, they just need to have their alone time. And I think that time, he just caught me at a wrong time. But, like, I mean, I still talk to him, yeah. But it's just,
I also feel like headphones are a clear indicator of don't talk to me.
Uh-huh. Like, you're busy with something, right?
Yeah, or it's just, like, just don't talk to me. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not busy.
Yeah. If you need directions, that's okay. You can ask me, but you're trying to engage in conversation. I can't, bro. I'm doing my homework last minute. You need to go away.
When someone cuts my hair wrong. Like, when I show it to the hairdressers, and I'm like, can you trim it? And then they cut off, like, 5 inches. Or, even worse, like, I'll ask for a hairstyle change, and then afterwards, my hair doesn't look any different. I don't know. It sounds very, like, not annoying. Like, it sounds so anticlimactic.
No,
so
I think it's disappointing.
Yeah.
I cried once because my hairstyle didn't change.
Wait, what did you have before and what did you have after?
It was, like, mid-length hair. Mm-hmm. And I wanted side bangs and for it to be a little shorter. But then after the haircut, it literally looked like the same length and the same hairstyle afterwards. So then the whole way home, like, I almost cried. I was like, damn.
Did you check the floor to see if your hair was there?
There was so much hair, but nothing changed about my hair. Like, I didn't understand what happened.
Maybe the hairdresser was cutting off their own hair. And like, yeah, got you your hair cut.
Bro.
You paid them to cut their own hair.
Yeah.
For me, I don't think that's my puppy, but I could definitely relate. So I usually get, my hair cut short. Because I just keep, like, a medium to short hair. And the last few times that I got my hair cut, I always came out looking like Dora.
I think you look good as Dora, though.
I don't like it. Especially when I had my bright purple hair. It just was not it. It was not
I thought you were, I thought you looked amazing.
I hated it.
Okay.
I hated it, and then I almost had to, like, start crying because I was like, bro, why do I, like, do myself dirty like this? I can't even blame the hairdresser because she warned me. And I was like, nah, it's too long. And then she cut off, I think another inch. And then that's when I was like, ah, shit, that's too much. And then she's like, you like it? And I was like, mm-hmm, I love Aww. It.
I think you actually look really good with short hair, though, especially with that purple hair. Fantastic, beautiful,
but not Dora length.
I thought it looks nice, bro.
It was above my chin.
Yeah, no cap. I actually thought that was mad nice.
She's into the Dora hairstyle.
I'm telling you, it looks mad good on Isabel.
Yeah, I think there's so many pet peeves that I just cannot, I can't think of any right now. I don't know. But my top two are that there's something about the mouth and the throat.
You know, any loud noises, just shut up.
My bed. Oh, wait. Your hair. Speaking with your mouth full.
Okay, well.
See you next week for our final episode.
Hope you enjoyed this one.
Bye.
Love ya.